I don't know that I want to say good Monday.
Is any Monday ever good, really?
That's a tough thing to say, really. A good Monday. No, it just it doesn't come out right, so I'm not going to say that. I won't say a word about it. What I will say is that it's a cool, comfortable 66 degrees in Kalamazoo.
Much different from yesterday.
Yes, yes. It was rather muggy for a while until we had some of those really brief but powerful storms roll through. Some pretty nasty stuff, but it went through pretty quickly. And after that, boy, was it nice.
Yeah, it certainly was.
It was really nice. So we're glad to have you on board. It is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It's 3:08. And, of course, my name is Jeremy Lawrence. That makes sense.
Otherwise, it does.
You know, it would be kind of weird anyway. But and this program, this portion of the program anyway, brought to you by the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan. Glad they're on board with the show today and glad you're on board with the show today. Let me tell you some of the things you're going to be a part of today. First of all, we're going to have a discussion about Sarah Palin. She is starting up her own news channel.
Interesting.
It is. And I know there were some snide comments there that that people were making. What are you kidding? But we're going to look at this a little bit, see if, all right, is this something that she really should be doing? What do you think you'll get out of it? That kind of thing. Also, the legalization of marijuana. The New York Times likes it. There are states that are voting on it in the election this year. But is it the right course of action? Is it the best thing for it? We'll have a talk with you about it. And we'll discuss a little bit your view, my view, our view together. All of that coming your way. Also, Rand Paul making the news in the state of Michigan. And we'll tell you why here in just a few minutes. Of course, if you want to be a part of the program at any point during the show, you can give us a call. Toll free, 877-382-4280. 382-4280 is the local number as well. And you can also text us, 80373, and share your comments and insights that way. The appropriate comments and insights we will share with people, and the inappropriate ones Michael will have a laughing fit over, thus causing me to turn the microphone off.
Exactly.
So, and he's even admitting it. So it's just, this is what happens around here. You do give us a good chuckle if you send that stuff, but I'm not saying do that by all means. A few things to let you know about. Of course, the video of the day. This is a fun one. And chances are you've probably seen this one already, but if you haven't, you need to check it out. This is a dog that was so overwhelmingly happy at seeing members of his family, he passed out. And you know, it's in the video, you kind of wonder, well, what in the world happened to this dog? Because all of a sudden, whoosh, out. But then back pretty quickly. They did say, the people that took the video, that yes, the dog is fine.
He didn't die.
They didn't, but as the story goes, there were some people that were gone for 2 years. You think about this, just how long that is in dog years. I mean, it's like seeing somebody, not seeing somebody that you love for 14 years. So you can imagine how you'd feel. Would you pass out? I don't know. But certainly there would be a way that you would react. And the dog did just that. So the video is posted in our blog section at the website. Check it out for yourself at WKZO.com. Also, I found this interesting. I did a little bit of a treatment on something I found very unique. You know, they've talked about all these new regulations, the EPA and, you know, well, you know, energy costs and that kind of thing. The idea was to wean us off of coal. Well, an interesting thing is happening with coal. It's being sold overseas, where they use it to generate energy. Now, we were being weaned off of it because it's going to help the environment. But then doesn't selling it and then burning it somewhere else have an impact on the same environment we're trying to protect?
Yes, it does.
One would think so. I have a little back and forth that I do in today's blog post of the day, so you could check that out. also in our blog section at WKZO.com. Of course, all of this stuff will eventually be posted at our Facebook site. So many of you have joined in recent days, and I thank you for that. I really do. But if you're one of those that you're not a joiner, or you think, you know what, I'm going to wait until a bunch of other people have gotten on board, newsflash, a bunch of other people have gotten on board, and it's your turn now, okay? So check it out for yourself. We've got a link at WKZO.com, little F up at the top of the page, pretty easy to find. You click on it, hit like, and then you get great stuff in your news feed.
Can't beat that.
It doesn't get much simpler than that, and you know what? The great stuff in your news feed, it's free. It is absolutely free. All you got to do is just have it be there and check it out. You know, we're talking news. We're talking the blog post of the day, the video of the day, any other number of things that we put on there. You'll be a part of it. And who doesn't want to be a part of that? I mean, you know, we're just having fun around here anyway. So definitely consider that at WKZO.com. The Facebook link is there for you. I went over the weekend. You know, we gave away tickets to Lucy, that new movie, and I went over the weekend and sampled it. And I guess, you know, because I saw the results of the, you know, the movies and the box office over the weekend, Lucy did pretty well, outperformed box office expectations. Now, on watching the movie, boy, was that different. And I can only come to this conclusion. All right. Hercules was a remake. Basically, it was a remake of a remake of a remake of a remake, one of which happened earlier in the year. Okay, maybe it wasn't a remake of that, but it was another version of it anyway. Hercules has been done to death. But this was a brand new idea from someone in Hollywood. Yeah, I know they don't happen very often, but it did. And I think that might be why it did so well.
Something not, fresh for everybody to take in, absolutely.
Yeah, it's fresh. Not only that, you got to listen to the dulcet tones of Morgan Freeman, which who doesn't enjoy that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's always kind of fun. And as I said before, Scarlett Johansson is pleasant to look at.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, people like that sort of thing. And so they go and watch. You know, 2 hours of Scarlett Johansson being the action hero slash intelligent female lead / whatever. I mean, it was just seeing her on the screen for 2 hours. Yeah, that's agreeable. But it was definitely a fun movie. Just different. If you haven't seen it yet, talk to somebody that did see it. It's got kind of an intelligent edge to it. It's got kind of a uniqueness to it. I don't know, we were discussing on the way home from the theater, is this the kind of movie that you'll see a sequel to? Well, no, probably not. But interesting, very interesting, and the kind that will stick in your mind for a little bit longer. I know I, over the weekend, had some Facebook discussions about that with some friends of mine. So anyway, Lucy, that was interesting. And you know what? I'm seeing there are some interesting movies on the horizon. I don't have tickets yet. I really don't. But I saw them come through, the tickets that were in process here. So in the next few days, we'll have some. And, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out.
Oh, yes, that new Marvel movie.
That one, there's kind of a comic bookish sort of movie a little bit later. I think it's Lost City.
I'll have to look into
that. Or something like that. I'm not sure. Anyway, that one's coming out later in the month. Some other good things coming out as well. It seems like this post-apocalyptic future thing seems to be happening a lot. There's another one that's got Jeff Bridges in it. It's coming out later in the month. So lots of good stuff. It's coming your way. Not to mention the next rendition of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Everybody's going to want to see that one, I feel like.
I don't know what it is about this. We feel we need to remake it about every 3 years.
And then there'll probably be a video game that comes out with it, too.
Oh, very likely. Now, with this one, Michael Bay is in charge of this one, so I don't think a remake is coming right away. I think probably there will be about 4 sequels. And, yeah.
That's how it will go.
You know, and there will be tons of explosions and actions and that thing, that sort of thing. Because guess what? That's what Michael Bay does.
You think a Transformer will make it into the movie?
Oh, I don't know. It could very well. I don't know. I'm just expecting that little cameo. You know, Bumblebee will show up, you know, or something. So anyway, but some lots of good movies coming up in this next month as we get underway. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be some good stuff. We'll have some giveaways and that kind of thing. Another thing to tell you about this week, Gas and Groceries taking place where 590 WKZO along with Harding's Friendly Markets getting together to bring you free gas and groceries. We made an appearance earlier today on Southwest Nedge and Portage. If you missed that one, well, you know what? We're going to be at Howard Street tomorrow. That's where Jim McKinney's going to be from 11 to 1. Chance to guess the dollar amount or come closest to the groceries that we have. One that gets closest without going over gets to take them home that day. There you go. It's that easy. Plus, a drawing will be held for a $50 gas card. You know what? It doesn't help much, but that might fill up the tank once.
Yeah.
You know, depends on the size of your tank. But that might help you out a little bit. That wouldn't be so bad. I could handle that myself, but they're not going to give it to me.
Or me either.
No, sadly, we're not going to give it to you as well. So lots of stuff coming up this week. You can look forward to that. No Tigers today. That might be a good thing. They didn't do so well over the weekend.
Yeah.
But they get to renew the battle with the White Sox starting tomorrow night. They got a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday series. Thursday, of course, being an afternoon affair, but Tuesday and Wednesday being evening types of things. Maybe they'll get better. I don't know.
Hoping for a sweep.
I don't know. Could be interesting. But you know, I mean, you take that long road trip. That's got to get to you eventually. I would think.
Well, maybe they'll be able to rest up today.
I don't know. Here's hoping for their sakes. Here's hoping for all our sakes. And hopefully you'll be able to join us for all of that. Well, I wanted to dig into this. Rand Paul, as you may or may not know, is running for president. Okay, you probably know that because he's putting his name out there and being in front of everybody. And, oh, look, there's Rand Paul again. How do you like that? Now, nothing against the guy. Seems like a decent guy. I'm intrigued by him more than I would be, say, his father running for president again. Because I think Rand Paul actually has some policy differences. Some. I would want to figure out a little bit more about him before I go, oh, yeah, I kind of like him, or, oh, well, I don't know. Nevertheless, he is taking things pretty seriously. He has opened up offices for the Republican Party in Detroit, of all places, trying to reach out to very different brand of voter than Republicans usually do. Well, the most recent thing is to name John Yob, National Political Director of RandPAC. He'll also serve as the Chief Michigan Strategist for RandPAC. It's a political operation that is trying to help conservative Republicans get elected to public office. And they talk about, and this is a piece that comes from the Detroit News, talking about, they're saying, oh, well, you know, he's a really smart guy. He's this, he's that, he's that. Yeah, you get the idea. They like him, and therefore they hired him. Now, the interesting thing about this is the pedigree that Yop brings to the table. He also held similar positions in 2007 and 2008, helping Arizona Senator John McCain win the Republican nomination for president. Interesting.
Hmm.
Add to it that he's a senior advisor in the reelection campaign of Governor Rick Snyder, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, and Attorney General Bill Schuette, as well as Terry Lynn Land's Senate campaign. Wish maybe he'd be a bit more vocal in that one, but you know, he's an advisor in all of these. He's got lots of connections. Now, this is interesting. Yob said this, and I think this might be dead on accurate here. He says the Republican Party is going to need to learn how to reach out to non-traditional Republican groups in order to win a national election again, given the changing demographics in a post-Obama era. Senator Paul has the ability to inspire a new generation of conservatives, libertarians, and disaffected Democrats in states across the country. Now, I don't know. I think there is definitely some truth to that. Now, I don't know that this is the standard. You know what? What this really means is that Republicans need to sell out. I don't necessarily believe that is what they're getting at here. But I find it interesting that here is Rand Paul reaching out and doing so with someone who has some connections and has some definitely some interest nationally and statewide in working with candidates. Now, he's also got a history of working with candidates outside the establishment. Think about the aforementioned Rick Snyder, who hadn't held political office until being elected governor. Now, he is the kind of guy that, you know, for Rand Paul, this might be the kind of guy to bring in if you want to be serious about it. And Rand Paul is not in a position where you go, wow, he's a front runner. Of course, on the Republican side, who is it that you're pointing to and saying, wow, they're a front runner? It's just not there necessarily. So this might be an interesting move for Rand Paul. Now, do you think he's got a shot, though? I mean, think about Ron Paul. Ron Paul himself, when he ran, basically said, when asked the question, do you see yourself as president? Not really. Not really. Which makes you wonder why he ran. But with Rand Paul, I think he's got kind of a genuine interest in it. Now, is he the kind of guy that you want to elect? I don't know. They always say that governors make a better president than do senators. Although in this case, I'm not so sure because, you know, they say senators generally, they learn to work with people. Governors tend to learn to lead. But here's the thing. How often has the Senate worked with anybody lately?
Not recently at all.
They're not doing a lot. They're going, oh, okay, well, we might pass this. Yeah, okay.
And this one, nah, we won't pass that.
And we're going to write a strong letter to the Redskins. Yeah. No, I'm not saying Rand Paul did that. His name was not on that, so I want to at least be fair in saying that. But I don't know. It's interesting. But it's definitely interesting. And you see the way that Michigan has gone the last several elections. Yeah, battleground state, but it's really gone one direction. By the end of the election, it's like, okay, the state's blue, moving on. But Rand Paul seems to think, you know what? We're going to be able to turn the state red, not only red, but very red, because Rand Paul tends to be a little more conservative than your average Joe. But I wonder if he's going to be able to do it. He'll be able to get the word out there, and I'm certain he'll be able to reach out to people. And let's face it, Ron Paul, even though he was not able to motivate enough people to go to the polls to get him elected to much of anything, apart from representative from his district in Texas, Rand Paul, he might have a bit more appeal, and he might have more appeal in terms of Michigan. It'll be interesting. Although I find it interesting looking nationally, when you see polls, I saw one today that said that people have regretted reelecting Obama. In fact, they said if the election were held now, Romney would win in a landslide. Can you imagine that? Now, you know, they don't have elections every couple of years. They have them every 4 years, and they had one in 2012, and Obama won. 51% was his high point. But they're saying now that Romney would win with 54%. And I kind of wonder to myself, you know, it's been thrown out there. I, to this point, have not been a believer in this at all and continue to be very skeptical. But it makes you wonder if they might look at a Romney run for president again and that sort of thing. Well, it might be popular in the state of Michigan. Who knows? That's kind of what's going on, though. Rand Paul making at least a little bit of a splash with this hire. Will it make a difference? Not sure about that. We'll continue ahead. The Jeremy Lawrence Show right here on 590 WKZO. If you want to be a part of the program, 877-382-4280 or locally 382-4280 as we continue. Degrees in Kalamazoo on 590 WKZO. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school, where faith turns friends into family. Great place to be. Well, we're glad that you're here in this great place to be. You know, it's a Monday, but we are not without things to talk about. Of course, you know, presidential politics, you know, I mention all of that stuff about Rand Paul that we just talked about, but you take it all with a grain of salt because you're talking about 2016. It's 2014, and a lot can happen between now and then. And let's face it, if you've got something, say on the Democratic side, that Hillary decides, no, I'm not going to run for president, oh boy, suddenly it's open season on the White House, and it could go either way, really. And at that point, you got to wonder, all right, Democrats, who they got?
They're going to have to figure it out.
They'd have to figure that one out. Republicans, they're actively trying to figure it out and have been since 2008. But would it end up being Romney again? I still don't necessarily believe that because I think Ann Romney holds the cards on that, and she doesn't want to have her husband do that again. But interestingly enough, if the election were held right now, Ann Romney would be the first lady. Interesting stuff. We'll keep talking with you. You know what? The weather. Let's talk about this coming up with Bob Larson here in just a few minutes. Unbelievable. 66 degrees, 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. And we're going to be talking about weather here in just a little while because, you know what, it's been a little bit cooler today. I noticed it the very brief amount of time I was outside because, you know, they just don't let me leave for whatever reason. But we're going to find out what the story is on this. Just how long will this cool spell last? And are we going to see any more rain? Because we saw a good bit yesterday. But will we see more? Before we get to all of that, though, as I understand it, there is a traffic issue of some note. So we'll take a little break and take a time out for traffic. Michael.
Got a tip from a listener. There's an accident on eastbound I-94 between Watervliet and Hartford. He said the accident was at mile marker 43. So if you're going through that area, be prepared. You're probably going to run into a slowdown, and if you can, avoid it if possible.
Okay. There's some good advice for you if you're headed to, through, or around that area. Maybe finding a way around that area might be a good choice.
Might be the best idea.
Could be, anyway. But I'll tell you what, a little bit later on, and I find it intriguing, but Sarah Palin has decided, you know, how she's been against the mainstream media. She was the one that almost pretty much coined the term lamestream media. It's one of her favorite things to say. Well, now she's getting into the act. Interesting. Now, apart from some of the snide comments that are no doubt being thought of at this point, will it end up being something that is more accurate, less accurate, or just a vehicle for someone to promote themselves? I got a view on it. We'll talk about it a little bit later on in the program. Also, going to be talking about marijuana. Should it be legalized? The New York Times says that we must repeal prohibition of marijuana. But what do you think about it? We'll talk about that a little bit later on. And if you want to be involved in the program, of course, you can do so at 877-382-4280 or locally 382-4280 and via text 803-73. You can give us your thoughts on that as well as we continue ahead. All right, right now, going to head over and have a little chat with Bob Larson. Bob, I'm noticing it's just a tad cool today.
How about that? What a difference since yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice and humid yesterday. Not extremely so, but kind of sticky. And what a difference 24 hours can make.
Yep, that's been the theme so far much of this summer, certainly over the past few weeks, whenever we do get into a weather pattern that produces warmth and humidity, doesn't seem to stick around for more than a day, maybe two, and then it's right back to cool weather, such as today.
Now, we're not complaining. but we're noticing, put it that way.
Yeah, and mid-afternoon temperature, 3 p.m. temperature officially. I know temperatures tend to vary across the area, but going by the airport here, as we always do for the official reading, only 66 degrees for mid-afternoon in July. That is noteworthy. My word of the day is not noteworthy, but the word of the day is uncharacteristic, very much uncharacteristic for July, which is supposed to be the hottest month of the year.
Hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, you know, since we're heading towards August, do you think we'll see more of that hot stuff in August, or are we really going to see it this year?
I'm sure we're going to have some muggy days, a lot of humid days thrown in there. Whether or not it gets a blazing hot 95, 98, that is debatable, if not questionable. Mm. But I suspect we are going to have a number of warm and muggy days. That's kind of hard to avoid once we get into August.
All right. Well, Bob, what's happening in the next few days? Is this cool stuff going to stay with us, or are we warming
around?
Up?
It is going to stick around for the next few days and nights. Maybe not as cool as today. I think today's the peak, where it's been a struggle just to get out of the 60s, projecting 73 tomorrow, maybe 74 or 5 on Wednesday. So not as cool, but that is still far cooler than average for the final days of July. Nights, well, it'll be cool as well in the 50s. I don't think we'll get into the 40s as we did earlier this month. There are probably too many clouds in the way, but certainly the daytime temperatures will be especially cool when you compare them with the average daytime highs. When it comes to rainfall, there could be a spotty shower tomorrow afternoon and evening, maybe again on Wednesday, but nothing widespread and nothing very long-lasting.
So we're not seeing any organized front or anything like that that's going to come along and give us a big old soaking, so to speak.
No, we do not see that.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. We're all working anyway, so you can't go out and enjoy it too much. But
right.
But it is enjoyable to get some of these cooler temperatures.
Yeah.
So
A break in the AC.
Yeah, definitely.
The electric bill.
All right. Well, Bob, we'll check in tomorrow and see if that's still true at that
point.
Okay,
Jeremy.
All right. Bob Larson there with AccuWeather. He keeps us up on what the weather looks like. And I don't know, not looking too bad.
No, not looking too bad at all.
This is exercising weather should you be someone that needs to do that.
Yep. I got out at 8 a.m. today for went for a run.
There you go. See, that was probably... what, lower 60s at that point? High 50s?
High 50s, yeah.
Yeah, so that's running weather right there.
Yeah, it didn't sweat a whole lot at all.
There you go. Now you're sharing personal stuff with us. I love that.
Yes. I tend to do that a little too often.
I've noticed. All right. Michael will be sweating here soon.
What?
Well, I figured if you're sharing your sweating habits with people, they might want to know. But you know what? A little bit later on, I was debating doing this right now and totally shocking the pants off of everybody, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, darn.
A little bit later on, though, in the program, I decided, you know what? I just have too much fun giving stuff away. I really do. So I'm going to give away a little later in the program 4 ticket vouchers to go see a Whitecaps game. Now, this team is doing quite well, if you've noticed. I've already punched their ticket for the postseason, and as if that wasn't good enough for them, they continue to play very, very well. I guess they're approaching some team records at this point. They're that good.
Yeah, I believe they're sitting in first place again in their division.
I believe so. So it might be well worth it to go check out a game, and we're going to give you the opportunity to do it for free. How do you like that? You get in for nothing. Yeah, you'll have to pay for parking, but... we can't swing everything for you, okay? But it's just still
small
good.
Thing.
It's still good.
Whoops.
That would be the sound of Michael tearing the studio apart. Anyway. This happens from time to time anyway. But while he recovers from that, I mean, he's literally embarrassed at this point. Michael, they're not going to see you. You don't have to turn red, okay?
Wow, yeah, I can really feel it. It's hot over here now.
Ooh, well, yeah, while Michael's figuring out the air conditioning situation, I wanted to let you know about those tickets, so be aware of that a little later in the program.
And I'm going to make it easy on everybody, too.
Oh, you are? Okay.
No question today. We're just going to take a numbered caller.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
No. Wow. Is this because you're so embarrassed?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Oh, of course not.
Boy, it is hot over here.
He's just, Michael is feeling like such a giving sort of guy. He really is. So, So there you go. If you want to win tickets, your opportunity is coming up, and it could be easier than you could possibly imagine. And if Michael is still embarrassed at that point, he might throw in his Gatorade as well. I'm just saying.
Half drink.
Yeah, you know, well, you can't have everything. So, you know what? When we continue the program, we're going to get started talking about marijuana. Should it be legalized or shouldn't it? There's a lot of opinions out there. I'm going to toss mine into the hat. I'd like you to toss yours into the hat as well. We'll talk about it as we continue ahead. You can be a part of it at 877-382-4280 or 382-4280 locally, 80373 via text as we continue. '66 holding steady in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. It is 3:49. You know, we like to have the light discussions around here. We really do. Light discussions like, for instance, is Michael tearing the studio apart again?
No, not right now.
Not right now, but give him time. I mean, there's still another hour and 10 minutes, so anything's possible. We also like to have those light discussions about, who's going to run for president. That's a very light topic, really. And this is another one of those light topics. Legalization of marijuana. And I'm not just talking about, Colorado, I don't know, Washington. Alaska is apparently considering it as well. That one is kind of interesting, actually. I don't know. Make things more interesting up in the nation's final frontier here on the planet. But we're talking nationally here. And the New York Times came out and said that the U.S. must repeal prohibition. That's in quotes of the federal marijuana ban. They cite prohibition of alcohol. You know, during that era, 1920 through 1933, they're saying repeal prohibition again, talking about marijuana. Should it be legalized? Shouldn't it? And one of the things they shared in there was the honest debate on whether it was good for you or not, the health effects and that kind of thing. Now, I think, you know, you've got this in a little bit of a different vein here. There's two ways to look at this. First of all, medicinally, I think there are some things that can be considered helpful. One thing that was brought up in the article I saw is they talked about that the FDA has looked at some different drugs that have cannabinoids in them and the idea of being able to, you know, they get some of those there that help people when they're dealing with cancer treatments and that kind of thing. I think medicinal marijuana, yeah, I mean, I think it's well worth looking at for that limited set of people that could use it. But are we in a position to be able to say, yeah, let's do it. It's really not going to hurt anything. Well, I think, you know, you got to know the numbers. You've got to know, you know, is it going to be something that is worth doing? The Free Press had a piece on this, I believe it was yesterday, on what kind of risks marijuana poses. And, you know, doctors are willing to talk about it in terms of medicinal use, but they say in terms of the use of it, they say about 12% of people in America over the age of 12 have used it in the past year. That's not a lot. But that's still fairly significant, reasonably significant. And, you know, I think the other part of it is you've set up already this sense that you've got, well, the federal government says, nope, it's bad. But then you've got some state governments that are saying, you know what? No, it's good. And you get into this debate of, all right, what prevails there? Are we talking federal law, or are we talking state law? And that's another debate entirely as to whether the state would overcome the feds on that one. But they've talked about, and there was one piece in this Free Press article, they talked about, well, how the risks of marijuana changed over the years. And I know a lot of people said, well, it's not that risky, it's not that big a deal, you know, it just, it gives people the munchies, that's it. Well, I think it does more than that. And if you think about this, they have actually found ways to make things stronger than they have in years previous. In addition, in the Free Press piece on this, they talk about edible marijuana products that can be 10 times stronger than a traditional joint. And that's to be considered, particularly when somebody decides, have a little bit of that, and then get in the car. And I think that's my big issue with it, is you think about everything that we have dealt with drunk driving and people that are, you know, they get out and they're just absolutely three sheets to the wind drunk. They get behind the wheel, they hit somebody. I mean, how many people can point to, yeah, someone was killed based on that? How many people can point to that? And think about, you know, how it's gotten to the point where every story, it's like, well, you know, police aren't going to say whether or not drunk driving was involved. Key is they don't know, but they're looking into it. And it happens so often that we get to that point. What happens if you do legalize and you end up with, well, there's no word as to whether or not they were stoned when they were driving? It's bad enough police are having to deal with drunk people behind the wheel. How about somebody that's just absolutely stoned?
And then you have drugged driving.
Yeah. And, you know, it's an issue if you've got some of those harder line drugs, certainly, but marijuana is just not, that's not exactly just like the cigarettes of our era, if you will. You know, you think way back in the day, yeah, when they first started doing cigarettes, oh, well, yeah, they're cool, everybody. And then you figured, oh, wait a minute.
They're not so cool after all.
That's not so cool, yeah.
They can kill you.
Now, but the difference is with a cigarette, I mean, the nicotine, it's just addicting. It just makes you want more. And while marijuana, they say, can be addicting to some, not to others, there is an impact there. There is something that it does to you. Unless you're Bill Clinton and you didn't inhale and bull crap. Anyway. But, you know, I think that's the big difference with this. And you could say, well, that's the same. You could make the same argument for alcohol. It's like, well, you know what? Genie's out of the bottle on that one, I think. You're not going to be able to do much with alcohol, besides which alcohol tastes good and people like it. You know, I'm not one of those that just, I'm not a teetotaler or anything like that. But I have been known to have a drink every now and again. But I think, you know, responsibility is the key there. And will there be responsibility if we legalize marijuana? Maybe, maybe not. Now, the argument can be brought up along the economic side of it. Because, you know, look what Colorado has been able to do. They're taxing it now. And guess what? They're making some money. They're bringing in some money. And I've heard about, and there's been other places that I've lived where they've said, you know what? If we just legalized marijuana, man, would we make some money. Boy, would we have some cash rolling in. And I think you're going to see that more and more as things go along, because particularly with Colorado, people are going to say, wait a minute. It's a source of some money there. Wonder if we should do that. And around here, it would be pretty easy to do that, because you think, all right, legalize marijuana, tax it. Suddenly our roads would be pristine, you know.
I was just thinking about that.
And there are people that have that discussion about, well, maybe we could just tax it, fix the roads, and then we wouldn't have any problems. And let's face it, this would be a new tax, so to speak. This would be new revenue coming in. And so, you know, that would be good. I get that. I just have trouble with the idea of doing that from the standpoint of, because you know, police officers are going to be dealing with people that are on the roads that shouldn't be. They deal with it already. And let's face it, we've all been in a situation, even if you don't drink, you've been in a situation where, guess what? You shouldn't have been on the road because you were tired.
Oh, yes.
You know, I've been there. I've been to the point of like, yes, I'm exactly 2 minutes away from sleep unless I open my window, you know. Or you do something to get yourself awake. We've all been there.
Slap yourself. Crank the music up.
Crank the music up, absolutely. I've done that many times in my life, along with late at night having that window open, even in the wintertime, and boy, that does it right there. But here's the thing. With alcohol, you know, the police officers are dealing with that. I'm not so sure that it's a good idea to have to have drugged drivers out there as well.
Yeah, and the thing I've heard with people that would smoke marijuana is that they drive like really, really slow from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they could get pulled over for not going the speed limit.
Well, and if you're driving slow, yeah, you say, well, that's not going to get you in trouble, but it might.
It might.
They get out on that interstate and drive slow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could get plowed over out there and just without a moment's notice. And if the wrong thing plows over you, well, then we got troubles out there. Pretty serious troubles. I guess my feeling is, you know what? I don't know. I get that it's a source of some tax dollars and that kind of thing if you legalize, but I wonder if we should make it that much harder on our law enforcement at this point. This one, the genie's not out of the bottle on this one. I think we ought to keep the genie right there in the bottle for now anyway until we figure out something else. I don't know. We're going to keep talking. Sarah Palin in the news for starting up a news organization. What's that all about? We'll talk about that next hour.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.